The following podcast contains adult themes, sexual content, and strong language. Basically, all the good stuff. Previously on My Dad Wrote a Porno.
Belinda and Bella had a lazy breakfast, a fresh fruit, and Special J.
I think they've got a salting dildo as well.
Imagine it, shouting Slytherin after it's had a go.
It does Slytherin.
And you will Hufflepuff.
Bella was going to spend a grand.
A grand?
Oh my God.
This is ludicrous.
Belinda, $5,000.
Oh, what?
Greetings, listeners. It's My Dad Wrote a Porno with Jamie, James and Alice. How are you guys?
Greetings.
Sorry, I'm just trying to do something different.
Just trying to mix it up.
Yeah.
But you know what? That might be because we feel like we've been reading this book for a very long time.
Yeah.
Tell you what, as the nights draw in, we're going to miss this.
Are we? Or are we just going to feel like we're in a perpetual hole of porn?
Don't say hole.
How I feel daily. Please make it stop.
Well, you know, the end is nigh and then you'll regret saying that.
That's true.
Because what chapter are we on?
We're on chapter 12.
Chapter 12.
Never thought I'd see the day. I thought I'd see the light at the end of the tunnel.
There is definite crackage. There was a bit of
what's
light.
What's wrong with you? I don't know what's wrong with me.
He's finally infiltrating my vocabulary.
What's weird is, like, I'm feeling a little run down and I was really looking forward to this as a little pick-me-up. That's weird, isn't it?
That's really strange.
It's a bit weird. Do you mean just hanging out with us or reading Dad's book?
Both,
I guess. Can't be hanging out with us. We've had zero sympathy. We're like, do you have to keep coughing?
Yeah, I might cough today, sorry.
You've both been ill during this run, actually. Stay away from me.
I feel like I had sexy voice, but you sound bunged with yours.
Hello. It's James on the podcast. Greetings.
Is that supposed to be sexy?
Yeah.
Oh.
When you're being sexy, do you do that voice in the bedroom when you're being sexy?
Hello.
Hello.
It's James.
It's James. Take your pants off. Why are your pants back on? Why have you put your trousers on? Why are you leaving the house, sir? Call me.
What's your name? Sorry. It's an exciting week.
It bloody well is.
It's our first ever live shows this week.
Yeah.
We're taking the porn on the road. Or to one location.
And for 3 nights. It's a mini tour. It's a residency.
Absolutely.
People are actually paying to be in a room listening to dad porn.
It's an odd phenomenon, isn't it, that we've created?
And they're proud of it. They're willing to tweet about it. Whereas usually this is the kind of thing that you would just pay for on your credit card, not tell anybody about, or in your hotel room or whatever.
Go or cash. You don't want any kind of trace.
Yeah, no paper.
Go through like a beaded curtain or something like that.
Are you excited, James?
I'm really excited. I'm very nervous. Mm. Does it actually have to be good?
No, they've paid now.
Oh, right, that's true. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
No returns.
I'm not planning on turning up.
Oh, my God, what are you going to wear?
I've got a floor-length gown.
I would love to see people, like, dressed as characters on the night.
Oh, that's good.
Like, full white suit, Panama hat.
Exactly. Some people dressed as the Duchess. Mm. Dr. Robbins, wasn't he in full tweed?
Yeah, but can we have no black thongs, please? Can I request that now?
Well, maybe not just black thongs, but people could be wearing them underneath to get in the mood.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, of course. As long as you keep your outer garments above your inner garments.
Inner garments. I'd forgotten about the inner garments. Helga, of course, if it's a cold night, you could go for the woolen look.
Well, you will be going.
I will be anyway, whatever the weather.
Are you excited, Jamie?
I can't wait. Yeah, I'm really excited.
To read your dad's porn in front of a room full of people.
It'll be different, won't it? Because obviously I just read it in front of you two. I've never read it in front of anybody else.
We're a hostile audience, though. Other people love it. It's just me and James that find it absolutely disgusting.
You've always got something to say, you two. I'm just trying to read you a nice bedtime story.
Such chatty Cathys.
So, are we excited about this week? Because it's kind of part two of last week.
Oh, of course. It's like a little kind of add-on.
Exactly. We left Belinda in Forces of Knightsbridge getting
fitted.
Measured up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this chapter is called The Fitting Bit.
The Fitting Bit.
Here's the cough.
The fitting bit.
The fitting bit.
Because the other bit was just called Forsters of Knightsbridge, wasn't it? Yeah. No sex happened, did it?
No, it was a sex-light chapter.
She had to strip off a lot because the millimetres of fabric between the measuring tape and her leg were throwing all the measurements off.
Yeah. Mm. Obviously, I mean, if we were in the world of tailoring, we would know that that is how that works.
Exactly. That and cuppage. The two things we know about tailoring.
He didn't cup though, did he? I know that's generally on a boy, but he didn't even go for a boob cup.
Oh, a boob cup. I was going to say, you're going to cup a vag, are you? Is that what you're going to do?
Vag cup.
Nice.
That, vag a vag cup is a different thing, actually, I think.
moon cup. Have you heard of a moon cup?
Don't. Let's not go there.
How have you heard of one?
Yeah, you didn't even know the thing that it went in before.
He's going to talk about coils next.
A what?
Oh, God. Okay.
No, we're not as here as your resource, James.
So before he starts talking about God knows what, should we get reading the book?
Let's do it.
Okay, so Belinda Blink 2, Chapter 12. The fitting bit. Twenty minutes had passed. Bella had by now started her third bottle of champagne.
Third bottle in 20 minutes?
Oh my God.
It's supposed to be a little sweetener of the deal. It's not a bar.
She can put it away, can't she? Isn't it like 11 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, even earlier maybe.
It's like 20 past nine.
Go Bella.
Go Bella, no.
James is like goals.
Yeah, because three bottles of champagne, I'd be way gone.
Let's be honest, it's probably Prosecco. It's not champagne.
And value Prosecco at that.
It's probably English sparkling wine.
Fizzy wine.
Asti.
Asti!
Bella had by now started her third bottle of champagne and was enjoying every moment of Belinda being systematically stripped by Adam.
I forgot about Adam. Well, I just forgot what he was called.
Adam with the three A's.
Adam with the three A's. Is that like Becky with the good hair?
He's got a triple A rating. He had left no stone, as they say, unturned.
They do.
What is Belinda's stone? That's what I want to know. Yeah. Has she got bollocks? Because that's what you call testicles.
James.
That's not what the phrase is about.
Stones.
Is this like Ents from series one? Ents.
Do you call them your stones?
No, I don't.
Do you say, I've not left a stone unturned?
No. I'm sure that like guys are like, you got the stones for this, bruv. No.
What are you looking for? Don't look around you. No.
Mate, I've honestly never heard that before.
Oh, God.
Have you got the stones for this?
I think I've had a bit too much Vicks Vaporub.
I think you've lost your sweet mind, sweetheart.
Stones.
Just you take 5 minutes out, all right?
Okay.
So he had left no stone, as James says, unturned.
What do you think skimming a stone means?
Tickling a ball.
Even the clasp retaining her long black hair had been removed. He had explained this was essential in order to get the exact riding hat measurements.
Is he measuring each follicle of hair? Jesus Christ, this is precise.
It's like prison. They've taken everything off her that's got a sharp edge to it.
Samantha had been sent to the stockrooms for the required garments and would return, he said, in about 30 minutes.
Where's the stockroom?
Isle of Man.
I'll be back soon. We've got a map. 30 minutes to go to the stock. That's ludicrous.
Never shopping there again.
She would be extremely busy, he had added.
Yeah, she better be. She's gone that long.
The diversity of Belinda's and Bella's clothing requirements would challenge Forster's reputation, Adam had added, albeit guardedly.
Oh, so he's saying it a bit on the sly, like what they've selected is a bit at the more risque end.
Oh, and it could like damage their reputation.
Exactly.
Oh.
But he's saying it in a way that's like a bit subtle, like, yeah.
So they chose the kind of sexier stuff, the stuff...
The assless chaps, yeah.
Nothing practical for actually riding a horse. Stuff for riding another man or another woman.
I'll take a saddle and a whip. What would you like to wear? Got everything, thanks.
The brassiere and special riding thong requirements were, to say the least, unusual.
You don't wear a thong to ride,
no.
Do you?
You wear big pants to ride a saddle.
You would think, because yeah. The rubbing would be... awful. It'd be rotten, wouldn't it?
Belinda asked why this was so. Adam answered, it's down to demand, really. As you know, through the Duchess, we get a lot of young aristocratic ladies through these doors.
So the Duchess...
it's a racket, James.
The Duchess working on commission.
Yeah. She's funneling everyone she fucks into this shop.
But they can't survive on just referrals from the Duchess.
Duchess alone. Well, Alice, charging £5,000 for an outfit, they probably can.
But they've been there for 150 years, haven't they?
So's the Duchess.
Quite simply, they're poorly built. By that I mean little food, too much alcohol, spoilt to death, And with little backbone.
Little backbone, literally little backbone.
Small spine.
Very tiny backs.
What's Dad saying here?
So the proportions are just, they're just super skinny, is that what they're saying?
Yeah.
No meat on the bones.
They do that wine diet.
Bella's doing the wine diet. She's certainly just, is. It's day one and she's gone head first.
Why is he assuming that she knows that? She doesn't know that much about the Duchess. He's giving quite a lot away. I thought these places were usually quite good at being discreet.
Yeah, because now Belinda knows that the Duchess is just grooming loads of thin women.
Thin? Some birdie women.
Yeah, with little backbones.
Little tiny backbones. It's like eating a quail.
And also, I thought the Duchess was married and, like, literally, what, a week ago was like, I adore you, Belinda. It sounds like she's got a different one every weekend.
And she kind of seemed... not surprised exactly, but there were certain things that Belinda did to her that seemed like the first time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Although she did have the dildo, didn't she? She didn't just buy that for the tombola, did she?
That's true.
Yeah, she...
We should have known then that she's a pro.
Well, she goes around with a horse box, doesn't she, scooping people up? I'd forgotten about
yeah,
that.
She made that into her own little sex den.
Actually, why am I thinking that this is all new to her?
What day is it? It's the weekend, isn't it? She's probably at another tombola as we speak. Finding her next victim. I mean, lover.
By that I mean little food, too much alcohol, spoilt to death, and with little backbone.
Little backbone, we love you.
To us, that means small brassiere and panty sizes. There's little demand for the thong, which is a pity. What is going on?
I think he's saying they're like posh, pointy, slightly jagged, you know, skinny women. Mm. And he potentially likes a big butt and won't lie. And, yeah. and a buxom... lady.
Well, it sounds like it's hard for the company to cater for these teeny tiny women. Like, they have to, like, get special orders in.
Oh, no, I think he's saying the opposite. I think he's saying that's why Belinda and Bella's request is a bit out there, because they don't usually get curvy women.
Normal-sized women.
Exactly.
I think it's a comment on zero-size culture.
Oh, my God. He always does it.
Bravo, Rocky.
The curveballs, they keep coming. I mean, we're trying to bat them away, but they're still coming.
Adam thinks these two are curveballs.
The fattest women he's ever seen. He's like, who are these umpa-lumpas?
There's little demand for the thong, which is a pity. Personally speaking, it's all I wear, especially when I'm riding.
Adam?
Adam.
No.
How is Adam wearing something?
Fuck off, no.
Belinda and Bella were intrigued.
That is like a piece of wire, surely, for a man to wear a thong while he's riding.
That's horrible.
And he said it's all he wears.
That's not right on a horse if all you're wearing is a thong. That's not right. Somebody else is going to sit there.
I feel bad for the horse.
I do.
It's like, oh, put it away. Put your stones away.
Not a thing.
Are you wearing one now? Asked the naked Belinda, simply.
Simply.
It should be called Simply Belinda, this book. Simple Belinda.
Why, yes, madam, I certainly am. Let's see it, said Bella, warming to her new task of undressing Adam.
Pipe down, drunk.
Imagine her with like a bottle in her hand.
Rolling around. In a pile of clothes that she's like supposed to be trying on, but she's got like trousers on her head. She's got a bra on like one ankle.
Makeup all over her face. She's not wearing makeup, is she? Who am I kidding?
From the night before, probably.
Yeah.
Clarence had put it on her. On her toes and in her hair.
Didn't they have a bacon sandwich for breakfast? I imagine she's just like ketchup up her mouth and things like that.
Well, she had Special J, fruit and a bacon sandwich.
Yes! The Special J.
Adam pulled down the heavily elasticated white jodhpurs he was wearing and revealed a delicate black thong with a red trim.
What?
Come on. That's a woman's thong then. Yeah.
Is it like a lacy trim?
I don't know, James. It's not right.
Maybe he gets staff discount.
Like a frilly trim.
Do you sell these here? Asked Belinda. Why, of course, madam. It's company policy to only wear what we sell.
There you go, you see. He's a walking mannequin.
I worked in Gap one Christmas and we could only wear clothes from the store. So that is common policy.
Inner clothing too?
No, I think I could wear my own inner clothing, actually.
Your own pants?
But that's common.
I understand, she replied. And what about the socks?
She's trying to catch him out.
Socks, madam? Yes. The garment you wear between the bare foot and the black leather riding boot.
Shut up. He knows what a sock is, you daft woman.
She's been so sarky.
Hang on. Ah, he said knowingly. You mean the hose.
Oh.
The hose?
You have to wear hose when you're wearing riding gear.
I mean, how fitting for Belinda and Bella to be wearing hose.
The hose.
Hose, like hose.
Hosiery.
But it's not hosiery, because hosiery is like tights and like stockings. You don't wear stockings to ride a horse.
Don't you? I mean, I've never ridden a horse, or I've never worn the equipment to properly ride a horse.
Well, I don't believe to properly ride a horse, you have to wear a pair of like 60 denier tights. That can't make a difference, can it?
You'd be slipping right off it.
That's ludicrous.
Ah, he said knowingly. You mean the hose. Yes, I do. How stupid of me to forget. Yes, let's see your hose.
Stop saying hose.
Adam sat down and lifted his left leg.
Oh, God.
I apologise. I would ask Samantha to do me this service, but she's not here.
No, she's been gone probably 20 minutes by now.
Madam, could I ask you to assist me? Why, yes, of course. I'm an old hand at this kind of thing.
She bloody is. She's an old hag.
Got them before me.
You're two old hags.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Why, yes, of course. I'm an old hand at this kind of thing, thinking of her evening with the Duchess only a week ago. Belinda quickly and efficiently helped pull Adam's two riding boots off his feet.
Oh, it's like deja vu, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, back to Peter.
Oh, I'm getting such flashbacks.
Take my boots off, Peter. Put my boots on, Peter.
Take the left one. I said the right one.
In doing so, he had a magnificent view of her naked ass and splayed lower vagina. Splayed.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
What?
How? Like, isn't she facing him?
Yeah, taking it off.
So how can he see her ass?
I think what
and
she's
lower
doing
vaginas?
Is like, she's kind of put each leg between her legs and is like got her ass in his face as she's like pulling it off, I think.
Oh.
Ass in face, but then how's he seeing
the splayed vagina?
The spatchcock vagina, how's he seeing that?
I guess she's bent down really low.
Oh my. Oh, madam.
I mean, at this stage, I have questions, but I feel like it's you get bored of me asking them.
Go on.
Come on.
Splayed lower vagina.
No, don't worry, that's not a thing.
Yeah.
You're not on your own.
You're fine.
Okay.
It's not right and it's not okay, whatever he's just described. And it's not how you take someone's boot off.
No, more to the point.
More to the point. I love the use of lower vagina. Like it's a mezzanine.
Yeah, exactly. It's the third class of her vagina. Yeah. The bit that no one wants to ride in.
The basement flat of the vagina world.
I know this is a reference maybe not everyone will know, but do you know the Demogorgon in Stranger Things?
Oh my God!
I imagine the Demogorgon's face is a splayed lower vagina.
Let's just say it's not a pretty sight.
I haven't seen it.
Just Google it. For goodness sake, just Google it.
In doing so, he had a magnificent view of her naked ass and splayed lower vagina.
It's not right.
She, in return, turned around to inspect his hose.
That's not an exchange.
Also, which hose? Is that a metaphor for penis?
Oh, God. James, it was unremarkable.
So, do you have a hose and two stones?
James does, clearly.
What does a stones throw away mean? Oh, my God, I'm so confused.
It was unremarkable.
Gutted.
But she now had his boots off.
That's the main thing. I want to see the socks.
So I think it was the socks, guys. We haven't got another Jim Sterling on our hands.
Right, okay, got it.
Bella stood up and said, could I feel the texture of this hose? I don't know why she's got this voice all of a sudden, but I just feel it's fitting.
It's spot on somehow.
Yeah.
Could I feel the texture of these hose? I might want to purchase some.
No, she won't. She won't.
You've spent £1,000 already. Like, stop.
Which is about £980 more than she's got.
Yeah, take her credit card off her. Seriously.
Certainly, madam. Adam pulled the hose off his feet.
Stop saying hose.
And handed one each to Bella and Belinda. Bella couldn't resist a sniff. God, that smells good.
My.
She exclaimed Adam, to Belinda.
Adam's sweaty feet.
This is a new low.
Belinda put Adam's hose up to her nose.
If you say hose one more time.
Smelt it and said, Maltings. Irish.
What?
Brush mills.
What?
Situated on the North Antrim coast.
Fuck off. No, she didn't.
She could even smell the seaweed in the air.
Bullshit.
What are you talking about? He's been wearing this for about 3 hours since he got to work.
Grandfather was a miner. How? What are you talking about?
That is...
Tax disc. Needs renewing. It's
just stupid. Who the hell knew she had such a keen sense of smell?
What were the things she smelled again?
So it was Maltings, Irish, Bushmills, situated on the North Antrim coast. So she's smelling whiskey, basically.
His socks smell of whiskey.
And she can triangulate to exactly where it's made.
Yeah, and the specific brand of whiskey.
And how many years has it been, you know, oaked?
And, of course, the seaweed in the air.
She's got, like, alcohol GPS or something. Like, what the fuck? It's like a superpower.
But it's like a curse, because as she's walking around, surely she's overwhelmed by every smell. She's been rancid for weeks. She, like, the smell on her, I'm surprised she didn't pass out.
Well, famously, you can't smell yourself.
You can't smell yourself. That's science.
I mean, she is like a pig hunting for truffles. Isn't she just sniffing her way around?
I feel like she's wasting her time in the pots and pans industry. She, totally. She could be a sniffer dog.
100%. She should be a...
She should work for the police.
Major airports.
Adam blushed. I've just returned from my holiday. I remember we had a skinful in the distillery yesterday lunchtime, but I never thought it would be so obvious.
Well, no, because you obviously didn't think anybody was going to start, like, sniffing and, like, sucking at your socks, did you? Quite rightly.
Don't worry. We're not MI6. My dad's a wine and spirits buff, and he's trained me well, replied Belinda.
We're not MI6. I don't think he thought that. Look at Bella. She's now literally eyes rolling in the back of her head, sick down her front.
The most indiscreet spy ever. We're not MI6. My dad's a wine and spirits buff, and he's trained me well, replied Belinda, whilst patting Adam's naked thigh.
Patronising.
Adam stood there, his thong performing at 93%.
I do beg your pardon.
What does that mean?
Does that mean it's starting to, like, tip down the front, like his pubes are starting to show or something?
93%?
It means it's starting to sag a little bit, I think.
Not to introduce this conversation topic at this juncture, but do you remember when you asked my dad how he was, James?
Oh, yeah. I was once, in our uni days, I was stopping over at Alice's house, and I came down and saw Alice's dad, and I was like, oh, how are you, Ken? And he's like, about 73% fine.
So he's with Rocky on using the percentage as a very accurate way of describing levels.
Maybe it's a generational thing.
I want to know what the 27% was that was getting him down.
You were stopping over.
Absolutely. To Belinda and Bella, it was obvious that his red jacket and white shirt were the next to go.
This is so slow. Yeah. They're already naked, or, well, at least Belinda is. Just whip it off.
There's not going to be any action, is there? Just as they're both all naked, it'll be the end of the chapter.
I feel really duped.
Now, said Belinda, explain to me about those red jackets. Why are they so expensive?
Because... there's craftsmanship involved and, you know, that
nice
good quality
materials. Yeah, exactly.
Also, they're just about to get down to it and she immediately changes the conversation back to a boring topic. Like, what's wrong with her?
No, but I feel like she's asking because she's like, oh, pass me your jacket. Can I have a feel? So he takes it off.
Oh, are you channeling Belinda?
She's not just a thong rack, Jamie.
Okay. Oh, because he might not be willing to strip. So they're having to coax the stripping out of him.
Yeah, but if somebody said, oh, can I see how much your bra weighs? Would you just whip it off? I'd be like, wait a minute. Just do it.
Adam warmed to his task. Well, simply put, they cost a fortune to make. This is all mole's hair.
Mole's hair? Mole skin?
Mole's hair.
Mole's hair?
The individual hairs of a mole.
Do they have long blonde manes? I've never seen a mole's hair.
This is all mole's hair.
It's just got that really curly, curly hair on it. Well, mole skin is like cotton.
Yeah.
But does he think when things are made of mole skin, it's made of like 1,000 moles? Like the skin of 1,000 moles?
Like Cruella de Vil.
Yeah. Little mole faces on it.
Yeah, I just Googled mole's hair and it was just talking about the hair on moles on your body.
It's made of mole hair. God.
Individually plucked hairs from moles.
Oh.
From human moles.
Yeah.
Oh, from hairy human moles.
How gross. Well, no wonder she's in the stockroom so long. She's probably plucking all the stuff. She's like, we've got another jacket to make.
Poor Cedric.
Oh, God.
Plucked.
Oh, he'll be red raw.
And I bet he's moley.
Yeah.
Oh, you know.
Cedric is a prime supplier of mole hair.
That's why they've kept him for so many
That's
years.
That's why they've kept him. I hate a rogue hair, though. Have you ever had those? Well, your boys, so it's slightly different, but I've had one in the middle of my chest before, and I'm like, how have I not noticed that yet?
What,
it's honestly
really
longer
long.
Than a head hair. And my hair's quite long.
It's like you're pulling out, like,
a handkerchief
from your sleeve,
magician.
Yeah.
Initially, you think it's resting, like a head hair's fallen, and then you pull it, and the skin puckers, and you realise it's there.
Yeah, I've seen those.
But always between the...
Always between your breasts?
Yeah. Always in the same place, right in the middle of the chest.
That's disgusting.
I sound disgusting in this podcast. I come across so badly. Last week, what was it? Like, just like dripping with sweat. I mean, it's terrible.
Kebab thighs.
Kebab. I mean, I'm never going to marry. I'm never going to wed.
You were with your dowry, don't worry.
That's all I've got to fall back on.
This is all mole's hair.
It's not.
And as you may well know, moles ain't big.
Oh, it's moles.
He totally thinks it's a... No, that's not. No, nothing. Surely, maybe in olden times. Yeah. Maybe.
Back in Rhodesia.
When people were small and like had even tinier spines. But honestly, that is not made of actual moles.
Moles ain't big. They also don't occur naturally in red, which means the dying process is
involved. What's the bloody term?
I've got some lovely red moles here for you. They'll go lovely in a jacket.
Got a gorgeous bag of purple moles. They're going down a bloody tree down the market.
They also don't naturally occur in red, which means a dying process is involved. It alone costs a fortune, but the good thing is they never fade or crease. They will last a century.
This is turning into some sort of like fantasy novel with this like material that doesn't exist in the real world. It is Valyrian steel. It does not break.
Maybe it is like Nocturne Alley. It's all like magical material.
Yeah. Doesn't fade. Lasts for 100 years.
You'll never crease.
Never crease? You won't need an iron on that.
Think of all the hours you'll save.
You will never grow out of it, no matter how large or small you become.
The hair grows with you.
So weird.
They will last a century, which is why sails are so small and why we may struggle.
Why we may struggle with this stupid product. Good day.
With your larger in the bust sizes.
Why would you struggle? What, because they'll need 10 more moles?
Cedric.
Also, it lasts for a century and then what? It just disintegrates. It just falls apart.
Just turns to dust.
The moles run off.
They come to take their skin back.
Bella looked at Belinda. I like this shop. First time I've ever been described as having larger breasts in a clothing store. Adam, could I possibly feel your jacket? Why, yes, of course.
I'd be like, don't touch me, love.
Well, it doesn't crease, it doesn't mark, it doesn't tear, it's fine.
Hands off the mole hair.
Adam quickly pulled off his red riding jacket and gave it to Bella, who threw it in the corner of the room. It fell roughly to the floor, but didn't seem to crease.
As above.
Okay.
Belinda moved her hand up to Adam's chest and started to open his shirt buttons. He stood still, waiting. Bella removed the shirt and tossed it in the general direction of the jacket.
And it didn't seem to crease.
Oh, that one must have creased, because Adam was totally naked, except for his thong.
With a red frilly edge.
93% fine, or whatever it was.
Belinda took it and pulled it down. His already extended cock sprung fully to attention, ready for duty.
Did it spring out of the thong? It's making a bid for freedom.
Is it like concertina? Didn't it just get like...
His already extended cock sprung fully to attention, ready for duty, as a dedicated Forster's employee should be.
What, always erect?
Did they take an oath? Cedric didn't take that oath.
Cedric's got a lot of Viagra Plus in his cubbyhole. Yeah.
God bless his soul.
Bella whistled.
Whistled?
Or that, like, sort of thing.
Taxi.
Not bad for a lad.
For a lad?
Not a bad cock for a lad.
She just says, not bad for a lad. Would you say he was hung like a red London bus, Belinda?
What?
Not a phrase.
Not a phrase, not a comparison.
Can you imagine you were hung like a red London bus?
What does that mean? That
you were hung like what?
I don't understand. They don't even hang in any way. They're not. Well, I suppose they're long, aren't they? And wide, but...
What, his cock's the size of a bus?
It's a double-decker.
He's one of those new Routemasters.
It's a bendy bus.
Would you say he was hung like a red London bus, Belinda? Belinda nodded, crouched, and put her mouth over his cock.
Oh...
The suspense is killing me.
Adam pushed into her throat.
Oh, God. Oh, I literally just was like, a bit sick. Thrust forward.
His foreskin began to retract as Belinda gained traction on the moving penis.
On its own, it began to retract.
Retract the foreskin.
What's Without her even touching it.
Oh my God, like the swimming pool in Thunderbirds.
It's not okay.
Adam grabbed the still fully clad Bella and pulled her to him.
Oh.
So she's just been dressed, watching two people get naked. That's a bit weird.
Not watching. She's not been lucid, has she? She's only just woken up.
He kissed her deeply and she started to tear off her clothing.
No one asked her to. She's just like, I'm taking it off.
The two naked girls worked hard on Adam. He, likewise, was no slouch.
Slouch is such a funny word.
He was no slouch. With a hand on each of their breasts, he was giving as good as he got.
Well, not quite.
The action got more intense. The girls started to gently perspire, and Adam fell onto the white settee. Belinda reached for the glass of champagne.
Is she still attached by the mouth?
No, I think she's retracted her mouth.
I thought he retracted his foreskin. Why is everyone retracting?
She reached for a glass of champagne. She was thirsty and wanted a drink before she started on Adam's toes.
Oh!
This is new. He's read something, because we had that chapter with the lipstick on the toes too.
Yeah.
Oh, where's God. He got this from?
He's got a new toe interest.
Fetish.
Unless she just wants a drink of whiskey.
As it seeped out of his toes. Meanwhile, Bella had spotted Belinda spitting out Adam's cock.
Told you they were still attached. So when he fell on the sofa, she's fallen with him because mouth's still around it.
Oh, God.
So she kind of choked on it as he fell. She's like
gagged it up.
She spat it out and she straddled him immediately. He responded with gusto and was fucking her hard.
For all that build-up, it's all happening very, very quickly.
I feel like Rocky's like, get out of the way. Ugh, horrible, yeah. Horrible.
Toes, blur.
Bella felt she was a cowboy on a bucking bronco.
Of course she did.
Quite apt for the shopping experience they were having, she thought.
That's true.
I think they always think these things as they're in like the throes of passion.
Yeah, they never have that moment that normal people have where they're like, oh, I wish I thought of that funny thing after. They always think of it right there and then because they're not present.
Guys,
what?
It all stopped before Belinda could refill her second glass.
What stopped?
Samantha had returned from the stockroom.
I knew Samantha would be back.
That little snake.
She quietly coughed.
So sorry to interrupt.
Now seems like it's not a good time, but can I just say they weren't available in a 7, so...
All the moles are dead, so we're not going to be able to make your coat.
Guys, Cedric passed away. We're holding a small funeral for him.
The wake's downstairs. Okay.
Everyone's just arrived.
I'll just let you put your clothes back on. I'll see you back downstairs.
She quietly coughed. And Adam sat up. Bella had no option but to withdraw and fell back, only partially exhausted, onto the floor.
What's she withdrawing from?
His penis.
No, that was Belinda.
So Bella was... Because she's been fucking him.
Belinda was sucking his toes.
Oh, God, I don't know.
Also, why didn't Bella just fall back? Why didn't she step off? Why should she just fall in a heap?
Adam said, "Thank you, ladies, for bearing with us while Samantha sourced the garments and accessories."
I'm not having it, no.
"Thanks for your patience. You now have your clothing."
There's "sorry for the wait" and there's "why don't you mount me?"
They weren't getting keys cut, do you know what I mean?
"Now that we're all undressed, let's see if these items fit you."
Let's see what we could have won.
I'm not sure this is how it works.
Well, it doesn't seem like Samantha's freaking out like this is an unusual occurrence.
No, she's just chill about it.
"Now that we're all undressed, let's see if these items fit you. Please forgive my cold hands."
Too late for that. They've been all over him.
Adam competently dressed Bella and Belinda, and after only a few minutes, they looked like the real thing.
Until they open their mouths.
"Where's the champagne?"
Adam stood back and surveyed his handiwork.
Is he naked still?
Oh,
he's naked.
Point.
Not right.
For sure, Bella's outfit didn't look as expensive as Belinda's, but it still did the job. He felt she looked extremely attractive. Belinda, however, with her long black hair, legs to die for, and oval breasts that shouted out, "Hold me tightly!" was something else.
So now her clit and her breasts are more talkative than her. Every part of her body is more eloquent than she is.
He knew for certain that his dress skills would make her stand out at the next horse jumping club dinner she attended.
When's she going to horse jumping club dinners?
I think she'll go with the Duchess, will she not?
Oh, God.
Is that why she's getting the kit? So
yeah,
she can join
be.
Him, I think.
Did she get an invite?
Well, she kind of did because she said she'd introduce her to the horsey set, didn't she?
Oh, right.
It's loose. It's like when someone says we should go for coffee sometime, they mean we'll never see each other again. And you turn up to the house with a cafetiere like, ready?
Yeah.
It's like, I meant it vaguely.
Which is mental that she's bought £5,000 worth of outfit.
On the basis of a throwaway comment.
Yeah.
Book three is just going to be like the equestrian version of Wedding Crashers.
Totally.
With Belinda and Bella like...
trying to get
Sneaking
use out of their
in.
Kit.
The Duchess just seeing them from far, like, they're fucking here again. So what's Bella's jacket made of then? Because hers is so much cheaper. Is it like shrews or like field mice or something? What's it?
Donkeys.
Vole.
Vole.
Oh, you'd need a lot of vole, babe.
He knew for certain that his dress skills would make her stand out at the next horse jumping club dinner she attended. And that meant... she was in the A class. The English aristocracy would love her to bits.
To bits? To death?
That feels like she's like primed and ready to take the next step in society.
Yeah, she's like a debutante, isn't she? But old.
It's like a really dirty version of My Fair Lady.
Mm.
It's such a kind of coming of age, emphasis on coming, of age kind of drama, isn't it? Wow.
And that... is the end of the chapter.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
We got a dash of penetration.
We did. We did. Bella was riding him like a trooper.
For at least 5 seconds.
It does feel a while since there has been a penetration.
In the book or...?
In the book. No, like, it's been ages since a P has gone in a V, so I'm pleased about that.
Happy as Larry. That's good.
He's
I'm
loving
glad.
It. Look at that.
It's... made my cold feel way better.
Yeah, you have perked right up, actually. Well, there was a bit of everything in there, wasn't there, really?
There really was.
Proper pick and mix of a chapter.
Do you want to know what the next chapter's called?
Well, I just hope we're out of this frickin' shop, quite frankly.
Surely they close on a Sunday or something, don't they?
The next chapter is called Up, Up and Away.
What? Hot air balloon?
Yeah, that is my first assumption, hot air balloon.
I don't know why I thought that, but yeah.
Mm.
And we have, I'm sure, talked in the past about how that is a kind of textbook romantic gesture.
Yeah.
And nobody ever does it.
Yeah, but we know... it's a token gesture that's yeah. never actually followed through.
Yeah, I don't know anybody who's been on a hot air balloon date, but it's a thing that you always see, like, romantic couples leaning out of the basket, don't you?
I'm just going to feel bad for us ever operating the hot air balloon. They'd be like, oh, do you mind? Like, put your clit away. Like, I'm trying to drive this hot air... Do you drive a hot air balloon?
Ride?
Fly?
She'll be riding it.
Oh, she will. She might have to shag the guy that's in charge of the gas. She might.
That hot air balloon will be rising on her sexual adrenaline and nothing more.
Surely it's not under the plane. She's racking up the air miles if it is.
Who knows? Only one way to find out, and that's coming back next week.
It just seems like a lot to do to find out. Go on then, fine.
Right. In the meantime, you can, of course, as always, get in touch with us on Twitter at DadWriterPorno.
We get such good tweets.
Yeah, we do. You're good, guys.
They're getting better as well. I feel like in the early days it was like... chapter 4, fine. And now people send us like really cool stuff.
Yeah, and they send us really good stuff on Instagram as well, which is at my dad wrote ah. So send us some fan art, send us some drawings, some pictures of you listening to the book, laughing along.
People are making birthday presents and cards and stuff for each other using stuff from Belinda Blinked. I saw one the other day, someone got their friend like 2 pomegranates, a bottle of chili and Chardonnay, and like some pink plastic handcuffs.
Oh God, what a cheap friend.
Very nice, in my opinion.
I think it's a lovely thoughtful gift.
No, it is, very, very good.
But also, people won't need to make DIY presents anymore because our first batch of merchandise is on its way.
Yeah, it is.
We're doing T-shirts.
Beautiful T-shirts. Beautiful moleskin T-shirts.
Mole hair, please.
Mole hair, the finest mole hair. We've got mugs.
We got mugs.
We got jugs.
And tote bags for the ladies.
Tote bags, yeah. So if you come to live shows, merchandise will be available there. And keep your eyes peeled because we'll start selling it online soon.
The perfect gift for all the family.
And there's something for everyone. Stuff starting at £1,000 all the way up to £5,000.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone's a winner.
It's a really reasonably priced range.